So if you could just start by telling us, how do you think today went?
Well, as I said earlier, we are a data-driven party. We look at, for example, the turnout is very, very important today. And we're looking at where you have high turnouts, where you do have low voter turnouts. And what we've picked up at 4 o'clock in DA strongholds, you had like 32% voter turnout. And in ANC strongholds, you have like 17%, on average 17% voter turnouts. So if we should continue on that trajectory, normally they use the term cautiously optimistic. I would go further than that. I would say we are cautiously pleased with that trajectory. So we hope that it's going to continue. And then also what I've said is this is a long weekend. Many South Africans have gone on holiday, and normally because tomorrow is a working day, they would normally come back by 5, 6 p.m. So you have about 3 to 4 hours still for them to go to the voting polls and cast their ballot. And I believe we're going to feel a small boost after 6 p.m. until 9 o'clock. So we hope that the trajectory keeps the way we want it to continue. In our strongholds, higher turnout. In the ANC strongholds, lower turnout.
I'm going to ask you then just to step away from the analytics of it all, yes, and the numbers, and say, related to those numbers, why do you think that that's the case, that the DA's areas have a stronger turnout while the historically ANC, even EFF, areas don't? What's going on there in your opinion?
Well, not only my opinion, but what I believe is a factual case. I've been in office for 12 months, and the type of decisions that I've been taking for the last 12 months, it's evidence-based and data-driven. So at any given point, I know the status quo of service delivery of every aspect of operations in the city. And there has been massive improvements. And people, and the improvements are things people can see physically. You can physically see whether there are more street lights burning. You can physically see that there are less potholes. So we've concentrated very, very hard on basic service delivery. We also changed the way that the officials were conducting their business. So we did a lot of things. We accomplished a lot in the last 12 months. And people can now see the DA difference, because I don't know if one can say, fortunately, we didn't have to tell people, look at before 2016 when the ANC ran the city. All we have to do is look at what happened last year. During the 8 months when they ran the city, they created a total mess in the city, and we're fixing the mess. So now you can compare. Who do you want to appoint to run the city? Based on a track record, not on party slogans, on party promises. Just look at the track record. And I believe that the voters could see the DA difference. And I think that is the major reason for the higher turnout.
12 months is not a long time in office. Are you hoping to come back? And is there unfinished business that you are hoping to, given the opportunity to come back, you'd like to carry on to fulfill those projects?
Well, I'm not hoping to come back. I want to come back, because already when I started 31st of October last year, we implemented a 10-point plan. Now, we were unemployed for 8 months while the city was under administration, and we knew that we need to come up with a recovery plan for the city. So we developed a 10-point plan, and we started implementing that 10-point plan. And that's why you need data and you need evidence, so that you can see, is this plan working? Where do you need to change the way you implement the plan? The fact that when there's an election, political parties develop a manifesto, right? And in the manifesto, they state all these promises. And like the EFF guy that walked by, the land is ours and you will get a job. Now, these are all unrealistic promises. And yet they expect that people must vote for them, despite the fact, since 1994, the ANC, for example, made many promises that have never been fulfilled. So I told the guys, I don't want a manifesto with promises. We've got a 10-point plan that we've already implemented since 1st of November. So what we're going to do, this 10-point plan becomes our manifesto. It's a realistic plan that's already being implemented. So 1 year to implement that plan, the plan is not enough. We need a longer period.
Just if we are realistic about the campaign, right? the poster saga was, it looked like it dented the image or the DA basically. Do you think that will have a negative impact on how you handle this?
People look at what has been happening in Tshwane. Residents of Tshwane look at what has been happening. Did we get better service delivery? Is the city turning around? What some other guys that belong to the DA did in KZN, who took their own decision. We were not involved in that decision. And I think the residents in Tshwane can differentiate between KZN and between Tshwane. And Tshwane, I believe, residents can see a new dawn happening, if I may use the president's words. Because someone said earlier today that the new dawn became daylight very quickly. So I believe that if we continue, I can give you example. 1st of November, on our operating budget, we had a deficit of 4.3 billion rands. Now, we applied stringent measures to cut expenses, but not only that, to improve revenue. We improved revenue massively. From 2.2 billion a month, we improved it September to 3.5 billion. We cut down. Now, our operating budget deficit of 4.3 billion rand, by 30th of June, within 8 months, we reduce it to 914 million rands. So if we continue on that trajectory, by the end of June next year, we will produce a surplus. Surplus means more money that you can pump into service delivery. So I believe we're getting there.
The ANC is threatening, or rather gunning for Tshwane, right, and winning it back. What do you think? Or do you think that they are too ambitious?
No. What's happening is that they realize they're sitting with a huge problem. Now, normally what happened, you saw the elections of the DA. We've got activists all over the show working. The ANC hasn't had that. Because of the issue of the list, the councillor list, where the ANC rules clearly say it is the branch's responsibility to select the candidate. So after the branches did that, submitted the names, what came out was Letulia's totally different names came out. And the branches were said, with the result, they are not participating in the campaign. What was the ANC's answer? Every second, third day, fly in the president, then the deputy president, the premier, the MECs, the ministers. They have been doing the campaigning. Just drive around Tshwane. Where's the mayor's photo? There's no mayoral candidate. It's only the president's photo all over the show. So they're trying to use the president's brand to run the city, to gain the city. But the fact is, the president is not going to be mayor of the city. He's not going to be involved in the running of the city. So why are they using the president's face?
Speaking of opposition parties, Action SA has also now recently moved into your district. And Herman Mashaba, among some groups in that ward, were very, very popular with some people. Is that worrying you at all, that his new party might be taking away some of the votes in your area for the DA?
Well, no. The Action SA has been mostly active in ANC strongholds. Yes, they have been in some of the DA, but not active in it. They put up posters in some of our DA wards, but where they were really active were where many of the new party members come from, like Winterveld, Hammarskjöld. That's where they've been active. Now, amazing, you have these few polls that show that Action SA is going to take Tshwane, Ekurhuleni, and Joburg. And then you ask, but is this an independent poll? Who ran the poll? Action SA ran the poll. So no surprise that they're doing well where they're running the polls. No, I don't think they're a threat for the DA.
And then just a controversial question it might be, but what is the DA doing to attract the black vote, in that there's been an exodus, a high number of very senior politicians who are black and influential that have left the party? What are you doing? Or maybe from the outside it doesn't look like it's denting the black vote. Yeah.
Definitely not denting the black vote. I can tell you, for the first time now, we are going to win wards in Mamelodi, which we never could have imagined before. We are going to win wards in Mamelodi. So we're building up. Our branches are big now. If you go to Hammanskraal, we got some of our biggest branches in Hammanskraal. So we're really attracting new support, which we haven't had in 2016.
Okay, so there seems to be, it's a national problem, but it's also one that spills over into each of the little districts and the wards and moving forward. is every time you get closer to the black vote and the Liberal vote, you seem to lose a large portion of your Conservative votes to the Freedom Front Plus. Is that a balance that can actually logically be struck between your constituents and what comes next for the party?
Look, we have struck that balance. What we're looking to is a middle that is very strong. We want from all the right wing and the left wing side, we're focusing on the stronger middle. And I think John Steenhuisen has been very consistent with his messaging that we a party for everybody. We a non-racial party and we want to attract everybody. Everybody that would like to ascribe to our principles, policies and values, you are welcome. We are going for you. That's how we select our members.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.